Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now it is time for Colin Wilson, Action Network. He joins us every Friday at 3:30, and I think this time live from Las Vegas. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I am live in Las Vegas and actually in a sports book as we speak, because this Memphis line, I mean, just this whole news breaking. If you can get a piece of some Memphis action, good or bad, whether, you know, Wiseman's going to be there or not, this is the kind of thing that a gambler lives for, this kind of news.
What? Well, first of all, who are they playing and what is the line?
The line right now, hold on, I have to take myself off mute to see what the current line is. But, you know, I mean, because I thought Penny, I'm reading the pennies in court right now, and it's minus 20, and it looks like, yeah, now the number's coming back up again. This is craziness. It goes down, it dips down, and then it's coming back up. So Memphis is now minus 20 against Illinois Chicago.
Okay.
I can't tell you what a key number is in basketball around 20, but, I mean, still, this is huge news with their best player and the coach potentially not being there or being there.
That's hilarious. So what sports book are you in?
I am in Venetian, so it's a CG technology book.
All right. Well, we've got football tonight. Oregon State, 6-2 against the spread this year. Do you think they keep it close against Washington?
I don't, actually. I think this is a major step up in class in the trench play from Washington to Oregon State. And there's just some, you know, power success rate from an opportunity rate standpoint. Washington's trench, if they're motivated and they're still in the season, they should have their way in the trench to be able to push Oregon State around. So while, you know, teams coming into Corvallis, you know, in double-digit spreads is not really appealing to a gambler, I think Washington decides that you have to go.
Is this kind of like when they played Utah? Just a bit of a different animal here?
Completely outclassed against Utah in the trench. And, I mean, you know, if Jacob Eason is on, then, you know, that's something that Oregon State's defense is not going to be ready to, you know, take care of.
Hey, a lot of the gambling world was on USC last week. I know we talked about it here as they played Oregon. Did the Ducks show you something in that game?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the kickoff return, so there were a bunch of returns before halftime, just some really inefficient USC play, some special teams touchdowns that happened right before halftime, and that just completely changed everything. It's like USC gave up, I'm not sure from a coaching perspective or a player perspective, but the ejections, people losing their cool. USC was just an emotional team that, you know, started getting the score ran up on them, and they didn't fight for the rest of the game. But, yeah, Oregon, to me, Oregon-Utah is the best chance for the Pac-12 to be in the playoffs.
Who does the Sharps, or who do you think is the best team in college football right now? If you had to put out odds on everything, who is the best team?
Yeah, I've got Ohio State rated 2 points better than Alabama and 3 points better than Clemson. And, you know, Clemson gets brought up. I had a tweet the other day that got a lot of attention because I said Clemson would be a 10.5-point favorite over Penn State. Penn State was actually included in the top four. And, you know, I don't have Penn State within a touchdown. And then some other odds makers here in town in Vegas came out and said, yeah, Clemson would be favored by at least a touchdown over Penn State. And I think Clemson's defense is just not getting enough attention for what they lost on the defensive line to the NFL and what they've been able to do this year on defense.
Now, are you in Vegas because it was just a scheduled trip, or are you there because you see some super hot action this week?
Well, LSU-Alabama is a special game, and it deserves special attention. And you know, I had some MLB futures that needed to be cashed before the tickets would expire, and so it was just that time of year to come out, get the MLB tickets out of the safe at home, get those cashed, and come on in and get my LSU-Bama betting on, and possibly drop some futures and some other sports while shopping around town.
Well, I saw you tweeted you took the Reds to win the World Series.
I did take the Reds, yeah. The Reds are somebody I've had targeted for quite a while. The reason why I was pretty hot this year on the Cubs not meeting their team total of 91 or 90, I think it was dipping out here in town, is because the rest of the division, the rest of the NL Central, was stepping up in class. Now, the Pirates didn't pull off what I thought they would, but the Reds were very much improved over the past year. The Brewers and the Cardinals did their part. The division really is a toss-up for me. They have three great pitchers in Sonny Gray, hopefully Trevor Bauer's healthy, Luis Castillo. And they had Suarez. I mean, Eugenio Suarez had 50 bombs. And then management came out 2 weeks ago and said the Reds are going to expand their budget to add offensive players. They're buyers in the market this year. They're one of the only buyers in the MLB market, and they've already got a stellar pitching staff and a great bullpen.
What are the odds? What are you getting there to lay that?
Yeah, it's 50-1 out here. The best book out here. I did my shopping, and there's plenty of places that have 30-1 and 40-1. But Reds at 50-1. This is a team I think is going to compete for the wild card. And all you do is just, you know, get, it's like we say in poker: give me a chip and a chair. If you can get me into the postseason with these guys, even right. if it's a wild card scenario, I'll take 50-1 any day.
I like it. All right, Colin Wilson, Action Network. Looking for an edge? Download the free Action Network app. Get live odds and expert analysis for every game. So LSU is catching 6.5 on the road at Alabama. And I know a lot of people are betting on the over-under. I guess it's like 64, 65. How do you view this matchup?
I'm one of the very few people that thinks that this is absolutely going to be an over game. And it's just because how soft the defenses are for Alabama and LSU. Over the middle, Alabama is very young. They have, you know, they've been burned by Plumlee of Ole Miss. They've been burned by other quarterbacks that aren't at Joe Burrow's level. Same thing with LSU. If you look at them, they're outside the top 100 in opponent pass explosiveness. And, you know, reading some of these stats on Tua, Tua may be hurt, and Tua may be immobile. He can't get outside the tackles, but he has one of the quickest release rates of any quarterback in college football. I'm not sure LSU's press is going to be able to get to him before the ball leaves his hand.
What else we got kind of looking around here? Let's see some other big games that are going on. Obviously, that's the big one.
Penn State, Minnesota.
Yeah, Penn State, Minnesota, I think would be the other big matchup, and then maybe Iowa and Wisconsin.
Yeah, I think Wisconsin's not going to have a problem winning this game. Covering, they should cover the 9.5. It's about where I power rate it. But Iowa just has serious issues on second down. Like, if they're second and 11, they're trying to run the ball to get to 3rd and 7. Like, they're not trying to complete first downs when they get, you know, when they have an unsuccessful play on first down. They're not built to come back on anybody. And I think Wisconsin's going to, you know, put them down pretty early, and it could be a runaway. So I've got money on Wisconsin. Minnesota, it's really hard. Their strength of schedule is so poor. The market is telling me that Minnesota is going to cover this game, so you should take it at 7. You should take it at 6.5. But when I look at Penn State, it's impossible to handicap them because the first few drives are like they're scripted for Sean Clifford. Penn State will be hot on offense, and then they'll go into these lulls for like 2 quarters. So they're really a tough team to handicap, and both these teams have so many unknowns.
Did I miss the side on the LSU-Alabama game that you liked?
It's hard for me to ask because I power rate this at Alabama -7. So I would buy Alabama -6. The problem is I've already got all my work done. I had a look-ahead line on LSU at +8, and then I turned around this week and took Alabama -5.5. So my ultimate goal as a gambler, like if you're trying to be an advanced gambler, this LSU-Alabama game is exactly how you do it because LSU +8 was outrageous 2 weeks ago. I took that, and then Alabama got down as low as -5.5, and now I'm basically free-rolling, hoping Alabama wins by 6 or 7, and I win both sides.
That's amazing.
Gambling's the best. I'm looking here. I know Baylor is undefeated, 8-0, but they're playing 4-4 TCU, and this line is at 2.5. Does Vegas really think that little of Baylor?
I think really what we're waiting on is to hear about Max Duggan for the freshman quarterback for TCU. You know, Baylor, West Virginia shouldn't have been in that game whatsoever. Baylor only allowed West Virginia to get into opponent territory 3 times. Baylor's defense did a tremendous job against West Virginia. And you have to remember, their touchdown came on a special teams play, came on a pick six. Baylor's defense is outstanding. So, you know, the TCU quarterback situation, their second string, Collins, I think he's beat up. He's got some kidney issues. Their third string quarterback, Alex Delton, transferred out of the program after just transferring in from Kansas State. There's a possibility TCU could be playing a fourth string quarterback tomorrow, and that's what's kind of got me backed off this game.
So in the Pac-12, you've got Stanford only laying 3 at Colorado. I really like Wazoo -8 at Cal. And then you've got two teams really hard to handicap, USC, Arizona State. Do you have strong plays in any of those other Pac-12 games this weekend?
I do have Colorado upsetting Stanford. I think this is a thing where they're playing, people are not recognizing that they are still fighting hard, still playing hard. They should have beaten USC on a Friday night. USC had to have a massive comeback to get at Colorado. I think the number jumped up because, it was announced that Stanford's quarterback is coming back, which, you know, KJ Costello is a big upgrade, but I think this game should be power rated at a pick and not at Colorado +3. So I do like the Buffs in that game. I don't really have a feel in Arizona State and USC, but it just seems like with rumors swirling about Urban Meyer taking the job at USC, and now they're out of the Pac-12 South race, is this going to be a game that's all Arizona State? But then again, I think there's some, you know, Jaden Daniels injury news that we got to pay attention to. So that game I haven't invested in yet.
All right. Well, as we do every week, before we cut you loose, any other college plays we need to know about, and then maybe something from the NFL.
Yeah, let's go with a real a real dirty play that I've been hitting around town, which is UConn plus 35. There was a couple 35 and a halves around town, but you say UConn football, that's terrible. But if you look at Cincinnati's box scores the last four games, they have allowed everybody to outgame them. They almost lost straight up to East Carolina as a double-digit favorite. Cincinnati has got some serious defensive issues, some serious offensive issues in getting points up on the board, and they are due. If you look at all their box scores between Tulsa, Central Florida, they've been very lucky to win their last few games, and they are due for what I've said before is an eye-popping loss. It's coming for Cincinnati.
All right, UConn. How about that? Randy Edsel, plus 35.
35.
I love that.
They're still fighting hard. They're covering teams, and they're still playing as hard as they can.
And then what about the NFL? You see anything you like?
I'm shyly, not trying to be too proud about it, but I'm taking Cincinnati plus 10.5. I think it's a great spot getting the Ravens off of a massive national showcase game against the Patriots, really making the Patriots look bad. This is a divisional game, so these teams know each other really well. This game should be about 7. I think 10 is just a complete overreaction. If you can get 10.5, I think the Bengals at home in a divisional game is a great play.
All right, sir. Enjoy Vegas. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.